Sam Bankman-Fried loses his appeal to overturn the FTX conviction. A federal appeals court has rejected Sam Bankman-Fried's bid to overturn his fraud conviction and 25-year prison sentence, according to reporting from Reuters carried by Watcher Guru, Cointelegraph, and CoinDesk on June 12, 2026. The decision leaves intact the November 2023 jury verdict that found the former FTX chief executive guilty on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy, and it removes his most direct route to a shorter term behind bars. The verdict that now holds Bankman-Fried was convicted in late 2023 over the collapse of FTX, the exchange that failed in November 2022 and left customers facing billions of dollars in losses. A jury found that he had diverted customer deposits to Alameda Research, the affiliated trading firm, and used them to cover trading losses, venture investments, and political spending. He was sentenced in 2024 to 25 years in prison. The appeal was his attempt to unwind that outcome. Defense arguments in cases like this typically challenge the trial judge's evidentiary rulings, jury instructions, or the conduct of the proceeding itself. With the appeals court declining to overturn the conviction, those challenges have failed at this level, and the 7-count verdict and the 25-year sentence both stand as of the time of writing. A narrowing set of options. Losing an appeal at the circuit level does not erase every remaining avenue, but it closes the widest one. Defendants can ask the full appeals court to rehear a case or petition the U.S. Supreme Court, though the Supreme Court agrees to hear only a small fraction of the petitions it receives each year. There is also the separate political track of a presidential pardon or commutation, which is not a legal appeal and depends entirely on executive discretion rather than the merits of the conviction. None of those paths is a continuation of the case decided today. Each is a fresh, low-probability request to a different body. For now, the practical reality is that the sentence is unchanged. FTX as the reference point. The reason an appeals ruling about one executive draws this much attention is what FTX came to represent. Its failure is the case crypto users point to when they describe what can go wrong when a third party holds your money. Customers who believed their balances were sitting safely on the exchange found those funds had been moved and spent, and access was frozen the moment the company went under. That episode is why the distinction between custodial and self-custodial products still shapes how cautious users set up their finances. When a company holds your crypto, you are exposed to its solvency and its honesty, the same way FTX customers were. When you spend from your own wallet, there is no operator standing between you and your balance who can quietly reroute it. The trade-off is responsibility. Self-custody puts key management on the user, while a custodial account outsources it to a firm you have to trust. The collapse did not end custodial crypto, and most people still keep at least some funds with exchanges and card issuers for convenience. The lasting effect was to make counterparty risk a default consideration rather than an afterthought. Anyone choosing where to park spending money now weighs the FTX precedent, whether they frame it that way or not. A long legal chapter closes. Today's ruling is one of the last major procedural moments in a saga that has run since the exchange imploded in 2022. The criminal trial is over, the sentence is set, and the headline appeal has now been denied. The remaining customer recovery work continues through the separate bankruptcy estate, which has been returning value to creditors on its own track and is not affected by this decision. For the broader market, the news lands without a clear price reaction. As of June 12, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,189, up about 0.8% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 18, or extreme fear. The numbers reflect a cautious tape, not a response to a court filing about events that are years old.